Oh, hey, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Why the swimsuit, Dave?
You invited me over for a dip.
I meant hell of a good dip.
Ooh, dip!
Is that hell of a good French onion? Mmm, who could resist? And bacon horseradish? My favorite.
Go ahead, help yourself.
Grab some chips and dive right in.
Don't mind if I do. Cannonball!
You had to say dive.
Well, at least you didn't dip in head first.
Not just good, hell of a good.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it, say yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say yeah. If you really ready, say yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turning Up Tuesday. I am your host, Maddie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. As always, thank everyone for tuning in. Tonight, we're going to do something a little different. Well, not different because we kind of did it last week, too. But we're going to start doing a topic. So if you have any topics that you want to discuss on the show, hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter, or you can just email the number one getliftedentpromo@gmail.com. Tonight's topic is, why do you think hip-hop has taken such an elementary turn? And when I say elementary, like, to me, a lot of the music that's being played, it has no substance to it. It's really all about what the visual eye will catch versus the ear. So that means a lot of money, probably money that's not theirs, jewelry that's probably rented, cars that's probably rented, and girls made to look really good, all that good stuff. So to me, that's all elementary. It does add, but that shouldn't be the main focus of music. And it doesn't really teach anything. It doesn't teach anything at all, actually. Well, I take that back. It doesn't teach much positivity. And we wonder why we got young girls pregnant at young ages and things like that. Like, TV is different than it used to be when we grew up, or when I grew up, anyway. But I'm not going to babble on. Y'all can call in at 347-826-7536. That's 347-826-7536. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maddie Love. We're going to get into some international Rob B. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at smoothrob_B. You can check out his website, internationalrob-b.com. Here we go with Thinking of a Way.
Merch.
You know.
called in to work. Ain't got no PTO. Probably get written up. But you worth it though. Keep seeing them jeans and in my mind, girl, how you work that? Anywhere in between, you go in, them girls don't like that. Cause you paid the price, put in overtime. Shorty got your own right. Pikachu with the other dudes, they playing games. Them super thighs where you work out. Zumba, they should pay you. When you think about what I thought about these past girls, just ain't you. Like, can you picture what's rolling? California dreaming, thinking red eye flights in Maui. Aloha as we leave, they think that super skin so smooth. Got cocoa butter jealous. To me and you, we go way back. Like jeans and Perry Ellis. Can I take the time? Let you know that you number one. You number one. You kinda tried me, but it's all good. I deserve the one. Can we drink the one? Take shots, see the one of those. Cause that body, I'ma take my time. Here it goes, I'm like, summertime. You on my mind. What you doing tonight? Oh, what you doing for life? You seem like the wifey type. I can hold you down, not only for the night. Talk about we should wait a while, but we here now. See, I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch y'all. Been thinking of a way I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch y'all. I can touch y'all. Baby, you know we can do some things.
We can do some things.
I'm
like,
full of just give me five. Grab your things.
Just grab your things. I'm like,
late night special is on my mind.
You know what's on my mind. I'm like,
you know we ain't got a rush. I'ma take my time.
We can do it all day, girl, let me take a shower. I'ma have to say two, probably in an hour. The reason why I'm so shy, like, oh my. The way you do my mind frame, it's no lie. Cause the boy get attention, a 10 hug. Cause you never on speed dial, a hold up, look. And you know I ain't sweating you. Then you know that you want it too. Come through, lay it down, we can sit around too. We can use whipped cream, hair cups, I'm in the freaky stuff. Oh yeah, you too. Made these plans, what you talking about? Or where you gotta go?
Asking all them questions, like,
got me looking like.
All I came to do is hit it now.
Yeah, right. Can I take this time? Let you know that you number one.
You number one.
Oh, you like me? You ain't like them other ones. Well, I feel you. We could just take our time.
I salute you.
Ain't all the excuses.
I respect you.
Make sense. I might deprive them like summertime. You on my mind. What you doing tonight? Oh, what you doing for life? You seem like the wifey type. I can hold you down, not only for the night. Talk about we should wait a while, but we here now. See, I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch y'all. Been thinking of a way I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch your body. I can touch y'all. I can touch y'all.
Baby, we can do some things.
We can do some things.
I'm
like,
full up, just give me five. Grab your things.
Just grab your things.
I'm like, late night special is on my mind.
You know what's on my mind. I'm like,
you know we ain't got a rush. I'ma take my time.
I've been thinking of a way I could touch your body. It's so smooth, so nice. So I've been thinking of a way I could touch your body. It's so right. What you wanna do?
Once a kid. You ain't ever had a girl like me.
Yo, 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 that was Lady She. Y'all make sure y'all look her up on Facebook. When I get some more information, I will share that on Twitter and Facebook if she has a Twitter and an Instagram. She actually submitted that track to be worked on in our recording studio, and I was like, I like that track. So I decided to throw that up in the lineup. We started off a little slow on the slow side tonight. I'm going to keep that rolling. I like the vibe that's going. It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love. Stay tuned. We're going to play some exclusive tracks from Sir Nasty's new mixtape releasing Halloween this Thursday called Insomnia. You can get that on Bandcamp. Look up Sir Nasty. Better yet, you can go to his website, SirNasty74.com. And they got all the links you ever look for that guy. And if you got a problem with typing that shit in, man, Google him. Sir Nasty. But here we go. We're going to keep this thing rolling. We got Toni Lavoie. Look her up on Twitter at Toni Lavoie 904. Also on Instagram, Toni Lavoie. That's LAVOH. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. As always, I am your host, Magic Love. Here we go with Out of My Heart.
Too cool on them beats, cool on them beats, cool on them beats. Trying to think about robbing me, yeah. I don't want your money. Should be glad that you got love from me. Wish it could be different. Don't want no loose commitment. I've been holding on so long, so long. Constantly doing me wrong. Breaking up, breaking up. I wanna be through, but then don't wanna be through.
Out, man. Oh, I'm feeling also jazzy right now. I'm feeling like I'm in my moment. Y'all just vibe with me. I just look up to the sky, that when I'm gonna blow up, hold up, I pray that I never ever fold up, you know what, time's getting harder, you better show up, being broke, driving nigga all day, like a chauffeur, I remember them long days and short nights, when mama always came home paid, told me that she only doing this for me and her, so I always came through with the good grades, went from minor role to the B section, switch schools, now I'm having problems with these lessons, even though I was smart, them grades, man, they had me pressing. I ended up falling down to the C-section. Now I'm holding on by this little bitty thread. I gained knowledge from a G by the little he said. He told me keep my head up, never get the game up, and never trust a word from these niggas or these feds. It's getting kinda harder for me when I'm trying to let go, Dad. And I go so far, so far. Looking for a way out, and I can take the easy road, but that shit played out. My fam got my back, my space layout. I'm trying to live golden and eat dinners out of steakhouse. Man, whoever said life was easy, they lied to ya. Cause I never seen an easy life. I'm hungry and humble, so I never knew what being greedy like. I critique every line that you young cats seem to write. I got a Jay-Z moment. Stop the track and put Jay-Z on it. Now I'm playing, I'm just Jason Kitten. I'm just chasing my dreams while you hating niggas witness. Chrissy, baby, I'ma go all out. We ain't never gonna stop, we gon' ball all out. To this very second, a nigga living golden. Built my drive up like a fucking locomotion, nigga. It's getting kinda harder for me when I'm trying to live golden. Am I going so far, so far? Am I actions outspoken? So I gotta keep my head up out of the clouds.
Yo, 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 it's Magic Lab. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. We are here, Jacksonville, Florida. That was TJ Foy. You can follow him on Twitter at TJ Foy. That's F-O-Y. He's an artist, young artist, doing his thing in New Orleans. They send a lot of music in, so I really appreciate New Orleans doing their thing down there. Shout out to my homie Toya Vega. Toya Vega Marketing, y'all make sure y'all look her up on Twitter, Toya Vega, V-E-G-A. Tonight's topic is, why do you think hip-hop has taken such an elementary turn? The lines are open. You're free to call in and voice your opinions at 347-826-7777. 7536. We're going to keep this thing rolling. I'm going to go ahead and play one of these. You know what? I'm going to wait and play that. Florida. Try to go outside of Jacksonville. Royal Dollars from New Orleans called Sauced Up. Follow them on Twitter at Royal Dollars. That's DOLLAZ. And here we go with Sauced Up.
Hey, what's up? Where my bad girls at? Where my bad girls at? Hey! You already know what it is. It's Royal Dollars, baby. Hold up. Hey, hey!
She got good, good, in a bad attitude. Work, work, two jobs, and she always on the move. Got a nice car, she make all another shoes. Then that girl bad, just watch how she moves, yeah. She a bad little mama.
Bad little mama.
She a bad little mama.
triple D. Top notch, everything VIP. Perfect image with these other hoes trying to be. Model status and I think she said she's 23. Told it so official, she don't need no referee. Drop it down, drop it down, drop it on me. If you the baddest, 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 gonna let me see. We going live in this beef like we in HD. Twerk, twerk, let me see it work. The way she moving that body make him go berserk. I'm in the club shooting jump shots like dirt. All the bad little mama, let me get it work.
Good, good, in a bad attitude. Work, work, two jobs and she always on the move. Got a nice car, she make all another two. Then that girl bad, just watch how she moves, yeah. She a bad little mama. She got a dollar store. Hair done, nail done, she got a model lure. Red bottles on the feet, 100 for the drink. She hit the strip club, make it rain, the VIP. Stepping out, yeah, she looking clean. She let the money talk, the baddest on the scene. Yeah, that good, she keep it nice and clean. Fat pockets, fat, know what that means. Attitude like, she ain't messing with no sucker. Couple stacks up on your head if you ever try to suck. Try to yell about the bread, she a bad model. And if you ever try to couple, get your back good. Good. In a bad attitude. Work, work, two jobs and she always on the move. Got a nice car, she make all another two. Then that girl bad, just watch how she moves, yeah. She a bad little mama.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. That was Royal Dollars, Sauced Up, and Bad Little Mama. Both of them was their tracks. You can follow them on Twitter at Royal Dollars, D-O-L-L-A-Z. Tonight's topic is, why do you think hip-hop has taken such an elementary turn? The lines are open. You can voice your opinion, 347-826-7536. And just let me know how you feel about that. We're going to keep this thing rolling. We got some tracks I'm going to play from Sir Nasty's release coming, Halloween, Insomnia, mixtape Insomnia. I believe that's his fourth one this year. Dude's got over 50 mixtapes. That's why we call him the Mixtape Killer in Graveyard Entertainment. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Sir7Nasty4. This first track I'm going to play, if I can find it, I thought I had my shit together, but I doubt. Let's see. While I do this, try to find this track that I know I have. I got so much music. I'm going to take this caller. I'm going to say the last four digits of your phone number, state your name and where you're calling from. 9951, caller, you're live.
What's poppin'? It's Nix, caller from Columbus, GA.
What up, Nix?
What's good, man?
I was like, that's Columbus, but, you know, we don't memorize anybody's phone numbers anymore, so I didn't know it was you, but I knew it was Columbus, Georgia, though. What's been going on, man? We haven't talked in a long time. I see you've been working very, very hard.
Yeah, man, working, trying to push this project. You know, still working. I'm working on the one and the follow-up after that one, too. So,
let the people know what you got going on, what you just released. You just released a new project, what, yesterday?
Yeah, the Mac Night Files dropped yesterday on mixtape, finally. I dropped it yesterday, man, and been getting some real good reviews on it. So, you know, y'all can check that out on Live Mixtapes, man. Nicky McKnight, the McKnight File, hosted by DJ Dirty Money. Big shout out to him, man. You know,
and let
he's pushing that right now, yeah.
Let the people know where they can find you at on social media.
706 Nicks everywhere on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you know, wherever. I'm on the 706 Nicks, N-I-X.
Yes, Nicks spelled N-I-X, 706
yeah.
Nicks.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get you back down here to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I need to work my way down. I see y'all. Y'all got a lot going on, man. I was going to try to come to that homecoming game, but I forgot I had late prior engagements, made plans for something else. But, I got to get back down there, man. Because it's always love when I come down there. You know what I'm saying? The atmosphere is real cool down there. So I definitely got to come back down.
Oh yeah, I told I just spoke to Nasty and them, and I told them to check in and get down here like one weekend in December, and we'll try to make sure it's something lined up to where you know it's a pretty good show. So tell me what you think about the topic for tonight. Is why do you think hip hop has taken such an elementary turn?
Man, I think wow. it's hard to try to say some things without stepping on any toes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I think once that kind of music made its way in, and it was such, you know, it was like a quick book to be made, you know. I could be wrong with it. I think it started like with that when they were saying the ringtone rap era. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So people were just making catchy stuff just to hear it on the radio or get it in the club or something like that. And once they seen the money pouring in from it, that's all they wanted. And, you know, the same thing with these labels, they signing these artists to these deals off of that one little single they got, and then you don't hear nothing else from them. And,
right.
And I think people just weak-minded and thinking about the money and following suit. And it's a lot of people, I feel like it's a lot of people doing it just because they see a quick way to make a buck, man, and they don't really have no passion for the art itself, you know. And that's what kind of frustrates me, you know. But
yeah,
I
you know I know.
Yeah.
Because I deal with a lot of I deal with a lot of people. So to see you guys, a lot of you artists that's underground, like, just continue to get overlooked to have what's being played. Like, I don't understand it, but at the same time, I do. I don't understand it because we have a society where, you know, they scream education, this, and morals, that. And then you got people such as yourself that are in the LGBT community, we receive so much like hatred and things like that, but it's more to our issues. Like, I just feel like society use certain communities and certain groups of individuals as like a scapegoat to blame shit. But like music has definitely taken a turn for, I'm going to say, the worst as far as our generation is teaching the kids. There's nothing that the kids can learn from music nowadays that's really just positive. Other than, you know, you have some kids that might be smart enough to be like, okay, yeah, that is not the stuff I want to do. But majority of the kids are going to follow suit of what they see on TV.
Exactly, man. And I was watching a little segment I heard Tip on T.I. was saying, you know, he spoke on it, and he was like, it was just, he like, his way of explaining it was, he said you got real man with the, you know, with the fun stuff, with the, you know, the simple stuff, the watered down stuff, and then once you get them in, you got to spoon feed them the realness, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, you know, but I don't really think, you know, people catching on to that, man. A lot of people ain't catching on to that. And it's terrible, man. I thought at one point, you know, at one point, you know what I'm saying? It looked like, you know, it was coming back. I was like, yeah, man, we in there. I was like, yeah, we got the game back, man. But they keep, you know, somehow these watched them artists keep getting in here, man. I'm like,
Damn. I call it Pop Goes the Weasel.
It keeps seeming like we have our little moments, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, where somebody great will get they shine, but then for every one really good artist, we get 10 more, you know, bullshit artists. And,
that's real.
I don't know, man. I'm at a point now where I'm just doing it because I love it. I couldn't quit if I wanted to. You know, I can't let the politics of the game. I used to. I can't let the politics of the game frustrate me a lot and be like, yo, you know, man, forget this. But now I'm to a point. Like I said, I can't stop it even if I want. So I just do it out of love right now, man.
Right.
So.
I definitely appreciate the feedback on that topic. That was a very great perspective. Also, I like the I didn't know T.I. spoke on it. I'm going to have to look that up and see if I can find it on YouTube or something like that.
Yeah.
But y'all make sure y'all look her up on mixtape.com, the McKnight Files, MCKNIGHT, the McKnight Files. Look her up on Twitter, 706Nix, or go to her website, 706Nix.com. That's N-I-X. As always, you know, family here, I'm going to meet with you when we talk this weekend so we can set up an interview for you to come back and get some music from the new project and everything like that. And we'll just have like a little session, vibe out session, play some of your tracks and do a little interview. And, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to Triple Double Entertainment. That's her camp. Man, they work hard. They got pretty much everything you need within their camp. So y'all make sure y'all follow her, man. She really, really, really works hard at what she do. Female MCs don't get enough respect, and some of them are better than these guys. So, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and run into this Sir Nasty. This first track is from his mixtape called Halloween. It's called I'm Doing Better. Shout out to Vendetta Nation. Here we go with Sir Nasty. I'm doing better.
I wrote a letter to hip hop. The official breakup.
Yeah.
I thought we had something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, bitch? You just another check now. Oh, I'm supposed to show you some respect now. You are not my concern. I should have saw this coming when fire started to burn. But I just stood in the flames with you. Hey, why you let them lanes put their names with you? And why you let Wayne say he the best you ever had? You acting like you never knew my dad. And you wanted me to sell my soul. Wear skinny pants and turn my teeth gold. Come up with a dance and get a 1,000 tacks. Or wear a mohawk and get a fucking blunt patch. Pop pills and say bye to Mary Jane. And take off my tux, I guess I was too plain. The relationship ran its course. Damn, I'm so glad that we got a divorce. And you never really loved me back. You just wanted me to make it so you can say that you had me. And I'm glad we didn't have no kids, cause I would be ashamed of being your baby daddy. Now I do this horror music, and if I'm being honest, I'm doing a lot better. No more hustling, bitch, I got cheddar. And since graveyard, my shit then got better. And
and I ride for the nation of vendetta, and I praise Jesus, I told you I'm doing better. If you only knew the man Lil Nas would turn into. I used to call you my boo, but now I don't call you at all. And it breaks my heart every time I gotta say fuck hip-hop. But we ain't together no more, so you know I gotta say fuck hip-hop. I'm an underground king, so just let me do my underground thing. And I guess Jay-Z is your god, I guess that's why he said watch the throne. But the ground has now opened, they just hoping that we don't tear down Rome. But Caesar gotta go, and it's gonna be a hell of a show when you find out the gangsters don't want you no more. I don't wanna be in the eyes of the public. Now these niggas come in the disguise of a puppet, and you allow them to say anything. And I didn't mean to bring up Rick Ross, but when you cross the streets, the shit calls. Life is real, and if I get put in a situation to kill, I will, yes I will. Come up in this motherfucker dressed to kill. Better tell all your new boyfriends to stay out of my fucking face and out of my fucking way. Spiritually you dead, I will not pray for you, I won't bow my head. I'm dedicating more music to God, cause unlike you I wanna go somewhere. And since you already in hell, I'ma just tell you to go somewhere and stay gone forever. Reminiscing over you when we did songs together. I rep phone forever. Bitch, you gotta live with the fact you did me wrong forever. Now, hip-hop.
Feel like every time a nigga get the microphone now, a nigga talking about,
turn up!
I told you, I think that turn up shit mean you niggas a little bit on the DL, you know?
They done let the gangsters in the building, and they mugging all the haters in the club. They done let the thugs in the building, and they fighting all the lanes in the club. They done let the players in the building, and they taking all the the return of the onyx slam. Let the boys be boys. We came to fuck the bitches. Official nasty niggas. Fuck around and make me shoot a missile at you niggas. But if she wanna fuck me, tell her meet me in the boy bathroom. Get drunk with your bitch and get hit. Tell your chick your boyfriend got his ass stomped out cause he was walking through the club. Fuck everybody. Fuck me, nigga, fuck are you? Hit him with the gel and the ice bucket. Took the pool stick and stuck it in his fucking throat. Oh, I fight you like a man, we could've took it outside, but you was so disrespectful. They gon' close the motherfucking club if a real nigga have to come and check you.
Shut up, bitch. I'm the mixtape killer. You can leave the tag on the beat.
Turn up!
They done let the gangsters in the building, and they mugging all the haters in the club. They done let the thugs in the building, and they fighting all the lanes in the club. They done let the players in the building, and they taking all the bitches in the club. The after party's at my place. Bend her ass over and fuck her on the table. Slap her with some money and baby got back. I'm Sir Nasty, not Sir Mix a lot. But when it comes to the sir, the bitch licks a lot. Them white boys outside flipping cars over. And when we come to your city, we make the news. All we do is win because we hate to lose. They trying to ban me from Miami because
cause I come to South Beach on that hey ya shit. Najaramba, hey man, I got a bag of that La Bamba. What the bloody fuck am I smoking on? I got a Pakistan bomb in the bone. Play with me and I'm burning ya. Every time we leave, they need some new furniture. They done let the gangsters in the building and they mugging all the haters in the club. They done let the thugs in the building and they fighting all the lanes in the club.
Killing us for years, but when them die, don't look at me, cause they gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. But if he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop. So they gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. But if he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop.
Cop killer, cop killer, cop killer, cop killer.
They gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. But if he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop.
Fuck the police, fuck the police, fuck the police, man, fuck the police.
They gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. But if he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop.
It's a gang war, flags against the bags. This for them niggas that claim they really die for they rags. Nigga, fuck the color, but if you get stuck in the box, keep your banging ass at home. This for grown men, this for the OGs, this for them grave niggas, this for made men, and I'm a made nigga. The done that got grown, I get paid, nigga. Money, guns, hell, I even wear my braids bigger. Bloods and Crips, Vice Lords and Mafia, GDs and dope niggas, fuck with your folk niggas. They gon' keep on winning. If we don't come together, they like what you recommending. I recommend that you understand we have a savior. If you a gangster, then change your behavior. I'm calling all colors, we all brothers. I'm talking one nation.
So they gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. If he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop. So they gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. But if he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop.
Cop killer, cop killer, cop killer, cop killer.
So they gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. But if he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop.
The police ain't playing, boy. They will shoot your ass down in front of Kroger. That bullshit is over. To kill me, they gon' need a six-leaf clover. And I know they listen to the street music I'm pumping, not the van doors slide open, there they go jumping, not. You choose to be a cop, so why you mad at me? Because I rap without a salary cap. You can die, ho. Fuck the 5-0. All you do is serve. Nobody feels protected. That's why we govern ourselves, cause this is not accepted. And they get fired for rape, stealing, and killing, and drug dealing. How the streets supposed to trust you? How you gonna come to my house and tell me what I must do? Check your own background, nigga, fuck you. They don't wanna go to war with us, my God. I'm talking one nation.
So they gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. If he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop. So they gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. But if he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop.
Cop killer, cop killer, cop killer, cop killer.
cops do. So they gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. But if he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop.
Cop
killer.
Fuck the police, fuck the police, fuck the police, man, fuck the police.
They gon' give me 25 to life for killing a cop. But if he break into my house, he ain't no thief, he just a cop.
Cop killer. Fuck the police.
No problem. Don't make the Illuminati in the Bible for me. Rise up and get you. There's a mansion in the sky for me. It's in the scriptures. That man came and died for me. The real Christmas. And it's all for his glory. Who know why he picked us? You enemy, you finna be the victim of the victors. You gotta turn it over. And either way you go, I'm getting ready for God's soldiers. I'm hot and fresh, boy. You motherfuckers left over. Jimmy crack corn. Nasty smoke collars. Make her do the poker. Bohemian dollars. I am not bound. I'm just found underground with this sound that'll drown any clown in your town. When I come round, if you down, give me pound on the side that is brown. You a Martin Day slave. House nigga. Horror music. This is murder house nigga. My bitch will kill for me. Yeah, murder spouse nigga. We ride like Clyde and Bunny. Johnny boy, I'm the Don and I ride for money. So tell the bootleg man I will tell you everything. Oh, you think this just rap?
This underground shit, rock. We gon' go to war into the shit. Stop, try by music when we click. Glock, we gon' keep on busting while they kick. Rock, it's bigger than hell.
Turned Up Tuesdays. I am your host, my love. That's Sir Nasty. I just ran all straight. Those tracks were released on Halloween. You could get that on Bandcamp. You can also go to the website, www.sirnasty74.com. That's the number 7 and the number 474.com. I got one last submission from Duval that I want to play. It's by Sneak. This artist I met like 4 months ago, and ever since him and I have come in contact with one another. It's always at a show, him performing, selling his merchandise, fly by any means. He's got some hot t-shirts, hoodies, hats. So he's the thing. I'm going to track him all day like this. Sneak, you can follow him on Twitter at Sneak, like sneakers, but Sneak, S-N-E-A-K, 904. Here we go.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
I
just wish that I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Yeah. Where to start? Cause I can relate to all of that. I'm only 25 and already got a lot of regret. When it comes to bad decisions and past relationships, you can blame me. Yeah, I'm at fault for this. Broke my dad's heart when I quit my golf scholarship. Threw it all away to chase the fortune and fame. I was trying to hit the big stage, get the big pay. Like a mob boss, I was trying to get made. Not knowing who I was hurting in the process. Another phone call to my mom's talking about an arrest. I don't know how she dealt with all of the stress. She's blessed and I envy your fate. Maybe if I'd put God first, I wouldn't have made these mistakes. Or at least stayed out of trouble and a little better behave. But it is what it is and I can't go back. Only thing to do is write this rap, feel me?
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. If I could rewrite my history,
can't go back now.
But I must live with my mistakes.
Yeah. Running with the wrong crew at an early age. I was the little jit, to me they was kings. Making moves like pawns, but making them in the wrong way. Wishing I could rewrite my history like the songs say. But there's no flux capacitor, no DeLorean. Life really ain't a movie, what was I thinking, man? Going to school every day with a backpack full of dime bags. Got caught in the parking lot by the county cop cause he had to pass and stop and search me, and that was that. Just another description of my decisions bad. Been through a lot, but it's been my responsibility. I sold myself short, cause I know my capabilities. I'ma shoot for the moon, and wish upon a star. And pray that my future has some better things in store. Cause it is what it is, and I can't go back. Only thing to do is write this rap, feel me?
They tell me my condition is incurable.
They say I ain't curable, man.
They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain.
Fall into all that.
Days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
Days like this,
but I must live with my mistakes.
Yeah. If I could do it all again, do it all over, yeah, probably so, I do it over sober, clear-minded, level-headed, energetic, I would still rap, but preach more prophetic, bigger heart, maybe a little more sympathetic, not stressing about money or keeping up with my credit, spend more time with the fam, cause time is precious, not worry about materialistics like a necklace, man, it was hectic, living so reckless, look back at it like, damn, how was I even respected, kind of pathetic, but I ain't gon' sweat it. It's in the past, it's over, so forget it. Now I'm gas, unleaded. From this moment on, I'ma progress. Keep my chin up, yup, and stick out my chest. But still, it is what it is, and I can't go back. Only thing to do is write this rap, feel me?
They tell me my condition is
you can't let them tell you how you feel, man. You gotta be your own person, man. Do you, dog?
They tell me that I need to take these drugs.
Tune them all out. Don't even
it's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history.
Can't go back, man.
But I must live with my mistakes.
Stay strong.
That was Sneak904 on Twitter, Sneak904 on Instagram, on SoundCloud. I like that. I like the uniformity in his usernames or handles, social media handles. Everything is the same. easy to find him, Sneak 904. That was, the name of that track was Days Like This. Check him out. Fly By Any Means is the name of his clothing line, or merchandise line. He has hoodies, t-shirts, hats. Sure, he might even have socks. I don't know, but he's got some dope stuff. Custom colors. Get with him to get your order. He'll ship to you anywhere. Hopefully, he'll be working on mine. Cleveland Brown colors, brown and orange. You know, if he's listening, Sneak, Magic waiting on her hoodie. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take this caller. 8464 is the last four digits of your phone number. 8464, caller, you are live.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up? This is Sneak. Perfect timing.
What up, Sneak?
What's good, Maggie? How's it going?
Nothing, man. You finally made it back from Orlando.
Yep, yep. Back getting into the groove of things.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It was cool. It was cool. Shout out to everybody coming out for Duval, you know, a bunch of artists, a bunch of supporters. Shout out to T-Rone making an appearance. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. Give you a little bit of what it's going to be like when you make it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool. It was cool. You know, we'd be on the road. Shit, Orlando, we had Tallahassee, Atlanta, trying to expand outside the city, you know?
Definitely. I want to just commend you on the hard work. I know Brad, when you and him first met, he kept talking about this guy named Sneak, and I was just like, okay, Sneak, okay. And then, you know, he introduced me to you, and from that point, I connected with you on social media, and I pay attention to a lot of stuff. Even though I'm busy, I still pay attention, and I can see and tell what artists are actually making the efforts to make progress and to expand their reach.
Right.
A lot of artists don't even understand and know what reach is. When we say reach, they think, you know, we're talking about just putting your arm out. But when we say reach, we mean like expanding your market, being able to touch people where you're not, even though you could still, you know, be there.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Clothing line.
Yeah, you like that? Fly By Any Means is a clothing line. Shout out to Young O, Cedo, F Band, Backwards, my homie in Oklahoma City. Was signed to an independent label out there and connected with some people out there, and me and the homie started this shit. So, yeah, definitely shout out to my partner and F-Band, man. Fly By Any Means, anything. If y'all don't know about it, you need to get with it. Going to take over. But, yeah, as far as that goes, I appreciate the, you know, the recognition. It's always good from someone else, especially at your stature, recognizes the grind, because it is, man. Like, I look at it like 90% promotion and 10% studio time, and a lot of these rappers look at it the exact opposite, because like, think about back in the day, yeah, like, we're blessed with social media now. Back in the day, they didn't have none of this. They had to, you know, go everywhere. They had to do everything, make a face. Like, even if you're not performing,
yeah,
you show up, you network, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how the real, that's where the real stick out from the fake, straight up. And you gotta just be there. So I'm trying to do that. Definitely shout out to you and Brad making all this happen. Been fucking with Brad now for almost 6 months. So big things are happening. Definitely.
No doubt. Definitely, like you said, the artists have to put in majority of the work, like managers and things like that. Like, we're kind of like there to guide you guys, you know, and make sure that through all this for you, make sure that the opportunities that you come across, we come across for you, fit you. And if they don't fit, how can we make it fit for you so that you could still reach a market that's not considered your own, you know? So, like I said, keep doing what you're doing, because you're definitely going in the right direction. And I'm waiting on my hoodie, man.
I got you. Yeah, I got you the next road.
Ha 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 ha.
clowning on me. You know I got
yeah.
you.
Yeah, all right. Hey, let the people know where they can find you before we let you go.
Shit, like you told them before, it's everything at Sneak904. Reverb Nation, Twitter, Facebook, everything. SoundCloud, all that. YouTube, Sneak Television. And holler me for that FBM gear. I got what you want.
Y'all make sure y'all get with them. I'm definitely going to post pictures when I get my hoodie. I appreciate you. Hey, one thing before I let you go. What do you think about the question of the night, which is why do you think hip-hop has taken such an elementary turn?
Elementary turn in the fact that what they talking about is elementary?
In my opinion, yeah. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah, definitely.
I think hip hop especially. I mean, amongst all genres, this is true. But hip hop especially goes through a lot of fads and trends, and people are just it's in human nature to attach to what everybody else is doing and follow the leadership like that. So people have been putting out this, you know, dance shit or whatever you want to call it, trap shit or what, you know, which is cool. And now they're, you know, making it, you know. They're cool beats, but they ain't talking about nothing, and people think they can get away with that. So I think right now it's just going through a little phony trend, and, you know, the real's going to start coming back, and the lyricists, like, that track that I sent you was for that purpose, you know what I'm saying, to show that that's real hip-hop. I told a story that had a message. I was, you know, rhymed for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So I just think it's in a little trend. It's in this little vibe right now, and like I said, everybody attaches to what everybody else are doing, especially the icons, you know what I'm saying? So the icons are getting away with it, you know. Everybody else thinks they can get away with it. But hopefully sooner than later, it makes a turn for the better.
Definitely. I agree with you on that. Hopefully soon, yeah. Real soon. Like tomorrow, yeah. Yesterday, 3 weeks ago.
You're
soon.
Right. Last week. yeah. But
no
artists,
doubt,
artists like me, and there's a lot of artists out there that I know that, you know, are trying to make a push, you know. And you got to be different, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it goes through trends, you know. Somebody's going to be different, it's going to be hot, and people are going to jump to it. So, hopefully it's that good shit.
Definitely.
So.
All right,
well,
man. Well, I appreciate
you.
Yeah, we're going to have to, we need to set up an interview for you as well. I have a couple Tuesdays, I think. I have to look and make sure because I have some other artists that have been waiting for an interview this month. So if I have a date available this month, I'll let you know. If not, I'll get you in December.
Yeah, just let me know whenever you're good. I'm ready. I'm going to be at Vendetta tomorrow, 9 o'clock, meeting with Brett and shit. So I don't know if you're going to be around, but I'm going to be at the studio.
All right, man.
So, all right, appreciate you.
No doubt, later.
All right, later.
That was Sneak. Y'all make sure y'all follow and support him on social media, Sneak904. We're going to ride out with the last track by Sir Nasty. This one's called However You Take It, man. This dude, Sir Nasty's a funny guy because he has a way of speaking without really having to see much of anything. So once you listen to the track, you'll know what I'm saying. He like pretty much chopped up everybody's production and did his own thing. So here we go. Have a take it. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida.
Some of these rappers I fuck with, some of them I don't fuck with. Murder House, nigga.
Murder. Yeah.
You can take that however you want to take it. They can too. I'ma talk to you in a language I think you might understand, though.
Child support, two kids. They what I'm on. Riding dirty. Wanna talk about life? They been gone. I'm on the road. This show money. They can't touch that shit. Them hoes better learn how to sell them stamps.
Nigga, what you saying?
Fuck that shit. I'm riding. Like, fuck that bitch. And anybody else wanna talk that shit? My balls and my words, nigga. You don't want it with this third, nigga.
I am a sinner. I show up with them gangsters at your family dinner. Don't blow my high. Bands I make her dance. Guns I make her strip. My nine to hold you down. That gauge will make you flip. A fake rapper. That's the shit I don't like.
throw it up, throw it up. I just had a long night. What's up, blood? What's up, cuz? What's up, folks? They know. I've been down since day one. The difference between me and you, I got God in my life. He's helping me get it right. So therefore, I'm rich, homie. I pull the strap and pop at you and your bitch, homie. Jimmy and my lady keep talking crazy. I drop the top of my whip, baby. I get the bussin' at you right away. That AK have your ass lay in some type of way. Your cell phone, riding down in that caddy, smoking on your belly. I jump by that alley, put 05 in your head. Now my kids, they see your kids like you ain't got no daddy. You ain't got no daddy. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling this. She said, come on, you killing this. She say that she got issues, and I say that I never been in love, but I sure know how to fuck. Look at y'all, now look at us.
All y'all niggas look gay as fuck.
Come on, boy. Toe tag a dummy. Do your bad, make her drop the bag of money. Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. Hey, nigga, you can find me. Sitting up under a pine tree. I've been out here since the 90s. I said, fuck them contracts. That's why they won't sign me. I said, fuck my bodyguards. I'm shooting up niggas trying me. I'm John Gotti. I'm like nobody. I murk your body. You're a nobody. No homo. But I've been thinking about forever. You got beef, nigga, whatever.
Oh, murder, oh, murder. Oh, murder, oh, murder. Oh, murder, oh, murder. Oh, murder.
I catch you on your cell phone, riding down in that caddy, smoking on your Cali. I jump by that alley, put 05 in your head. Now my kids, they see your kids like you ain't got no daddy. You ain't got no daddy. They pop the Miley, I pop it off. I pop my gun, they sweat. When you see me on Instagram, it's real life, no flex. Find me on Facebook, on Working Dog, she checking. Got a young bitch, she a bad bitch. You read my Twitter, I'm sexy. I'm in the club, straight tank. Trying to find that work. Trying to find that cush. Trying to find that perk. I had an ounce, we blew the bag. That loud pack, she threw the bag. My girl saying she pregnant. I told the bitch, yeah, who the dad? I'm cold dog, so cold dog. A wax, no old dog. Right hand be full of silver. Left hand straight gold dog. $1,000 worth of lie, you don't need none. $60,000 my name, you don't need none. I turned down them bills, you don't need none. Now they talking 2 mil, you don't need none. I got killers with me right now, you don't need none. And we done probably murked some of yours, you don't need none, nigga.
What to do, what you got, what it do, is it real, I respect it, this is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired, individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah, we can all make you say yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah, magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say yeah, if you really ready, say yeah,
you know,
let's go.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement, Yahoo! And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular Event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda CR-V LX, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. Yahoo! You've just entered car buying bliss.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.